4440 or fill out an application online at altamortgagefinancial.com.
It's time for the 2-Minute Drill on the Bill Riley Show. A quick hit look at what's going on around the world of sports locally, regionally, and nationally. The 2-Minute Drill brought to you by Alta Mortgage Financial on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
2-Minute Drill here on the Bill Riley Show, ESPN 700. We'll check in with Dolce on day one of fall camp. But first, we'll preview of tomorrow night's RSL Columbus Crew game. My broadcast partner, Jay Nolly, joins us here on the Bill Riley Show. Jay, the Columbus Crew rolling into town. How are you?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
Doing okay. 7 points in the last 3 matches. Do you feel like things have turned now for Mike Petke and RSL for the positive? I'm not saying they've arrived yet, but do you feel like this season's turned a little bit for them?
Yeah, I definitely do, and I think a lot of it is getting healthy and getting everyone back and the style. The players have bought into it. I was out at training this morning and listened to Mike Petke talk to the reporters. You know, he said guys before, they didn't have too much competition in spot. Now there's a guy pushing him, and so that mentality has shifted for some of these players, and they're playing better, but they're also paying attention and listening to the details of the game, and I think it's translating on the field.
As you've watched them in training and on the match day with me and in the broadcast, where's the biggest change for you, aside from health? Obviously, getting healthy was a big deal. But aside from that, where's been the biggest change for this team?
Well, I think defensively, overall, they've been pretty good, other than some of those blow-up games. Really, Kyle and Sonny have locked down that middle, and it's freed up that front four. And I think the connection between them, Silva has been playing fantastic, and really opening up space for Savarino and Plata. And Rusnak, after coming back from the international break, has played really well too. So I think that front four has created, I mean, numerous chances in the previous games, and they're starting to put it away. I mean, last game against Kansas City, Silva, you know, obviously should have put one or two more away. They should have walked away with 3 points, but I think the overall defensive shape of the team, Kyle and Sonny, or Kyle and Luke sitting in that role kind of flat, has really freed up those front guys to just go after and open opportunities. And it showed. They're getting goals, and they're looking like a strong team.
What have you made of Petke's assessment of the officiating the last 2 games? He thinks RSL's been targeted and singled out. Do you see it that way? And do you think the officials have been a little hard on Real Salt Lake, either with calls or without calls?
No, I don't think it's singling a team out. We just saw Berhalter blast the referees from the Wednesday night game in Philadelphia as well. I think it's just a lack of consistency across the league for the most part. You never really know who you're going to get. I think, you know, with Kyle and his red card not getting rescinded, it may be something with just who he is as a player and his history as well. I don't think it's someone targeting RSL or the team's targeting. I just think it's that lack of consistency across the board.
What are you expecting tomorrow night when Columbus comes in? Mike kind of indicated Columbus is a lot like Sporting in their tough-minded play, more defensive-minded than offensive-minded.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. You know, coming off Wednesday, they lost 2 of their center backs, both getting red cards. Mensah and Abubakar, they both received red cards in that game against Philadelphia. So I'm assuming Josh Williams is going to slide in. They've been going to kind of a 3-back system. It's like a 3-4-2-1. But I'm assuming they'll go back to a 4-4-2 probably with Trapp in the midfield. So I think they're going to be coming in with more defensive-minded, but the 3 players that are always dangerous is Ola Kamara up top with Justin Miram and Kakuta Mene on the left side, who came over from Vancouver this year. Very fast player, can cause a lot of problems, who cuts inside. So they're going to be a counterattack team is what I expect. I think defensively they're going to hold off more. In Philadelphia, they let them take the possession, and Philadelphia really put a hurt on them. They did spring some opportunities on the counterattack, and it's really – with Miram and Kamara, as you remember last year, he got a hat trick against RSL. Those guys are dangerous, but I think for RSL, not having Frederico Higuain in the Columbus lineup is going to be big for them too.
Good chatting. Have a good day today, and we'll see you tomorrow night at Rio Tinto.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jay. That's my man, Jay Nolly. He'll be on the TV broadcast tomorrow night. Dunny's probably gotten called up to the bigs again. But we'll have Chad Barrett making his broadcast debut with me tomorrow night. So that should be fun. Right here on ESPN 700, 6 o'clock start time. All right, NFL camps, kind of like college camps, are beginning now around the National Football League. One of the stories that won't go away, and maybe it's just because ESPN won't let it go away, is Colin Kaepernick. Frank Schwab, our friend from the Yahoo Shutdown Corner, joining us right now here on the Bill Riley Show. Frank, in your opinion, why is Colin Kaepernick not on somebody's training camp roster right now?
Well, you know, I think the conversation has become so you have to be 100-0 on one side or the other. Well, you know, you're either arguing it has nothing to do with the anthem protests or it has everything to do with the anthem protests. When reality is it's somewhere in the middle. I think that a quarterback of Colin Kaepernick's talent who never kneeled for the national anthem would be on a roster right now. I think somebody of more talent who did kneel for the anthem would also be on a roster right now. It's partially football reasons. He's regressed since they went to that Super Bowl a few years ago. There's no question about that. But he probably would be on a roster right now. Teams didn't have to worry about the distractions, quote-unquote, the media circus, all that. So I do think it's just a combination of everything. And at the end of the day, teams don't think that the distractions and the sideshow that Colin Kaepernick would bring outweigh what he brings on the football field.
Every year there's a star player that says he's going to hold out. He's not going to play unless he gets the contract he wants. That never happens. Nobody ever gives up $12 or $13 or $14 million. Le'Veon Bell's the latest. He's got a deal. He wants a different deal. The Steelers are one of the toughest teams to deal with and negotiate with when you've got a contract. So Bell's not going to skip any games. We know that. But how long do you think this thing goes? And do you think Pittsburgh gives in and gives him that new deal before camp?
No, I don't think I don't think Le'Veon's going to get a new deal. It's one of those rare situations where I don't blame either side. I think Le'Veon, you know, hey, if I was in a similar situation and I said, you know what, this team doesn't want to give me a long-term deal, well, I'm not going to go through pound my legs during training camp and preseason. I'll show up 6 days before the season opener. I don't really blame them for that. I also don't blame the Steelers for saying this guy has been in trouble off the field. He has got injury issues. And long-term deals for running backs are generally a bad investment. We're going to do a franchise tag this year, maybe a franchise tag next year. And then, hey, we're probably going to lose him, but that's okay because it's not a good investment to go long-term with him. I don't blame either side. Le'Veon's obviously going to be there by week one. This is a ton of money to give up. It's the most money any running back will make this year in salary. So he'll be there by week one. But, I mean, in a perfect world, in this idealistic world, yeah, he'd be there right now with his teammates grinding it out. I don't blame him for what he's doing. He'll be there on time when the games start, and, you know, he's not going to risk any injury before that.
Just like Von Miller a year ago. He's Frank Schwab. You find him at Yahoo.com and find him on Twitter at Yahoo Schwab. Thanks, Frank.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
There you go. 2-Minute Drill presented by Alta Mortgage Financial.